Hola, sotan, roban namkan tatan yam besim jin tamji je tundu, zubi sanji je gomban rumbuji dubrisa. Tei je do tambe chula tusan gomsum je tumbrisa u nyambe. Samba sanjun jo do toji pangunda tande simbrisa.
So Rinpoche urges us at the beginning then to give rise to the supreme awakening mind, a loving mind, and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them, for the purpose of gaining the state of a fully enlightened Buddha, for the purpose of benefiting beings as many as the sky is vast. So from all of the possible teachings, then Rinpoche's teaching on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, which then is presented by means of the seven diamond points. Of those, he is teaching presently on the fourth one, the basic constituent of beings, the Buddha nature. That chapter, or that section, then, is divided first into the brief presentation on the three reasons why all beings have the Buddha nature, the presentation of the Buddha nature by means of explaining its 10 attributes, and then the 9 examples showing the manner in which the stains are, the manner of the stains. And of those, then he's finished 8, and is on the last, the 9th one today.
Tela sandam la sezok tar simjin la chuyin ne tso la simjin nam la chuyin ne tso lang yin je trama jung tsor je par je pa la nite chun par se pe chun zi je pe chun zi tong no Tela tangbun chunbar sepe pene Chetar nang sergin zog yeba kiva sir saye rang yin kin Tong ne tehi pata nang ser Jansa sir drama sezi tare ki savasonga No tangbun chiran sabjit, bueno
Before we start today, I'd like to ask, there's one word that I can't figure out what it is in English, and maybe you can help me with it. It'll change the whole tone of what is translated here, otherwise it's going to sound funny. And when a statue is cast, then, what is it cast in? What is the substance that it's cast in? Anybody know? Faster, like a metal statue. And what would it be called, the stuff that sticks to the statue after it's cast, that needs to be taken off? What would that be called?
Stuff from the cast?
Yeah, from the stuff from the cast.
Liquid.
Okay, I think everyone's in the same position that I am with this word. Yeah, there are special words for it, but I guess one needs to go to some kind of technical dictionary or something. Anyway, so I'm going to be using the word mud, but I know that's not the right word.
It might be pitch, because I just asked Mom about whether it's the same as what they join the top of the bell to the bottom with, and that's pitch.
And then the valley, the
pitch, huh?
Got the salute, the money, the Zoko.
Look,
pitch. Okay, let's go with pitch. I'll try that. It's better than mud. Okay, so, like the golden image in the pitch, the manner in which the expanse of phenomena abides in all beings. And then the detailed explanation of the manner in which the stains of the expanse are purified has two parts. The example, which is the symbol and the meaning of what is symbolized. And then the example, which is the symbol, the root reads as follows. Inwardly, a peaceful, detailed image of molten gold. Outwardly, the nature of earth. Having seen this, those who know how, for the purpose of cleansing the inner gold, remove the outer obscurations.
Chetana Sandam Sandam Janange Sergio Male Sepe Sepe Zumni Setan Sini Jehin Zipa Rangan Wu Tremani Varikeve Nambar Tapa Yin Serone Log the Sandam Nabu Yokpe 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 Rang Yin Ta Hidin Gaikin Tongne Tetare Kipe Chivota Nanke Nanke Sesangote Tema Jankin Takparasabe Serto Serge Sandam Nabu Lasso Bedreba Nam Severa Sepala Tab Nato Sebatare Kipa.
Within pitch is an image made from molten gold, very elaborate and beautiful, which, although its nature is stainless, completely peaceful and pure, is covered by a mold of black pitch. Those who have knowledge of this, for the purpose of purifying and cleansing the stains from off of this gold, would employ various methods to remove the obscurations of the black pitch, and so forth.
Tandikapso Sandam Nabu Yope Tene Serhuma Laso Palesebe Zunin Zigin Yidonwa Teda Tene Jam Sedo Serge Sandam Nabu Log Yapta de Serge Sandam Nabu Laso Ba Pa Jamara sepa, Hevara sepa, Takpara sepa, Sama se gogre. Te yendo Genatande Peterva.
So the example here then is that within then a mold, then of black pitch, then there is a very beautiful. A beautiful image then that is of gold, of molten gold, is poured from molten gold, and that then this image is very peaceful, it's then very beautiful, it's very elaborately done. And that's the example. So the meaning of what is symbolized, those who have supreme enlightenment, having seen that although the clear light nature is stained, the stains are adventitious, cleanse beings who are like a source of precious gold from the obscurations.
Te yin do sem je rang yin sem ju ngô sem je ne lo kam devar chi bu ning bo te ne de chi ning bo ne de ma ne tang bo ne ka ne wo sar ke tang bo ne rang yin je wo sa ba re ma do sa de se ba ma re Rangyinji Wosaki number tapa Yini Tama maybe number tapa tang. Deucha lasoba, deucha yedang. Tumu lasoba. New mumbe. Sabe new mumba than yeve new mumbe. Tama namjang ne. Pang do rume. Pang do rumam. pang do rungwa, jang do rungwa, traman dar do rungwa, lovar va yinbar ne, panong lovar va yinbar ne, nambar zikbar jo ne, traman te denbar ma dropa se na panong lovar va re, traman denbar dropa yin na tene pang to go ma re, lovar va ne, nambar zikbar jo ne, yang takbar zikbar jo ne, Rinchi ser zangbo le sepe, Rinpoche ser zangbo le sepe, Zungyi yungwen ne, Zungyi yungwen ne, Sandam je yokpe, Lokya pe kap je sandam na bu yokpa am depe, Kongwa tab, Semchenam chuji ying, Tongwa depa, Chuyin dirhi nyingbo tenyin tongma drapa. Pena sandam ji yo pa ser ji zo de sandam ji yo ni tongga mare. Te yindu chu ji yin kan devar ki kwa chiki pa nyingbo tongma drapa. Lovar ji trama ta le nambar. Lovar ji trama ta le nambar jomar se pa. Trama jomar se pa. Trama takpar se pa. Trama khyavar se pa. Thap tambi chu tongbar se pa ne. Sanchong cho to ngambar zokpar. Sanchong cho to ngambar zokpar sangye bayinu.
Jingwe ne, Senator Rinpoche? Jingwe ne.
Kawa ne?
Jingwe ne. Zukni han jingwe ne.
Kawa. Jingwe ne. Jumni. Sergi Zog Zambo de Jonga ne de Sandam de Rava, Sandam de Nani, Dene, Sandam de Jana, Dene, Sergi Zumni, Zog Kandichi, and that is Zumni de Jonga Rava.
Although the nature of the mind, the essence of the one thus gone, the basic nature of the one thus gone, is from the very beginning, primordially, radiant clarity and completely pure, absolutely pure. There are the stains of the mental afflictions, desire and so forth, desire and ignorance and hatred and so forth. Having completely seen the adventitiousness that can be relinquished, having seen that the stains then have no true existence, that they are able to be relinquished, that they are able to be gotten rid of. The reason that they can be relinquished or purified is because they have no true existence. If they had true existence, they wouldn't be able to be purified. Having seen the adventitiousness, it can be relinquished. Those who have perfectly awakened into supreme enlightenment, those who have completely awakened into supreme enlightenment teach the holy Dharma, which is the method of cleansing and purifying the adventitious stains, the obscurations of seeing, the expanse of phenomena. So just in the same way that the statue is, the image here is encased within the covering of the pitch, then in the same way, the expanse of phenomena, the Dharma, Dharma Dhatu then, is covered by the adventitious stains and cannot be seen because of them, because it is obscured by them. The adventitious stains, the obscurations of seeing, the expanse of phenomena belonging to beings who are like a mass which covers by pitch an image made from good and precious gold.
Raja Vajra Drama Najana Lovana Mahabharata Jorna Raja Jorna Dava Drovana Drava Dala Jorna Zajo Jorna Raja Vajra Drama Nam Jana Lord Varna Lekpar jarte sarvarte bane cheta trimi sembar leze sayi nangdo chujurzo. Chete rangin kepe regne sata sarvar sepa tar. Tegin kunchin tape senra kiwi yinin chinchorne. Chunche sorje dike drupe drepa ta ne sevarnze eki sabasonde.
Again, the proper connection is here clearly made. Just as an expert removes all the clay, knowing the nature of the peaceful statue in bright stainless gold which it contains, so likewise the omniscient know the peace of mind like the cleansed gold, chipping away by means of Dharma explanation, they clean away each and every obscuration.
Pi chetana rang yin je dhamma me je nambar dhapa. Ngo la rang yin je dhamma me je nambar dhapa sir zangbo, sir zangbo, sir yapo, sir cho to churpa, sir zangbo. Ho rabdum barwa lev se ken. Luk tumwe, luk tumwe tu je Sandam na po ye, nandu chupar churpe, zungi je ranga ngowo, zungi ranga ngowo, trima nyevara hewa ti rangin. Se ranga zog ngowo la trima yo marete, inaya tanda sandam daga se niyo devare. Te nangin, di kaapso, dekhi nyebo ranga ngowo la trima me, pa lor je dripa ta, Tene sandam na pise ji zungi dhapa nangin de mare. Zungi je ranga ngowo trima nyevar kyeva ti rangin. Rinche ji zungi takpa lankepe. De takpa in sari. Zungi takpa lankepe. Takpa lankepa, tokpa lankepa. Chikse na takpa se na takke se pa lankepa. Takpala and kepe jiva lodu dan denba hirap den denbe regne kine tone divzi kang depar sepe sejizuni depar sepe sandam la sobe sandam nabo la sobe temata remje silver sepe tava remje se de tangbopa Tema Rakpa Satani Travatani Hinda Travati Jangrava Remje Sevar Sepe Tap the Dikye Inkita Dikye Ratata Dandam Dekate Tap Dikye Taru Dik Sejate Tambo the Lok the Rakpa Pajamacha the Dikte Dikte Cha Gojerva Dikin Dikye Tarbu Rembe Rembe Tinipa Rakpat Sucha the Tatrava Jango Yajira in a name Log Jackson Tonyome Dikye Tarbu Numba Lasoba Numba Sijute Numba Hyova Dikpa Tisujikwa Isare Sepatar Te Gindo Tan Dona Sandam Jenana Yepese Jizuk Te Pasarbu Sebe Serdo Tene Sandam de Rembe Chakpata Tarbu Rembe Samazovatar, De Gindo. He's a number coin. He's a number coin. He's a run, Saint and Chinsin Yere, Tundan the Kunzo Karsena. He's a number coin. Kunzo the Ton Tambe, number coin, Munsum to Chamba. Dipa tsam mayin pa ngun som tun chen pa. San je ji ye hi je. chenpe yishi chi chang dhamma rang yin je takpe sir zangbu zungyin dang drawar nyo mongpa dhamma ne xeba tangpo ne xebe yi je chunyi yam sem je chunyi te yin xikpa nyingpo ne te yin xikpa nyingpo devar xikpa nyingpo ne Semjin tamje la chapa nyedo. Semjin zangye me ba tamje la chapa nyedo chenpar jorne. Rangranga kapa dan tunpara. Durza wangbo mendeng chona la. Durza menpa la nyedo jitepa. Tene deng la rangjar jitepa. Durza wangbo chola tikpa chenpo te rangranga kapa dan tunpa. Rānāng ka karpa dhan tūpa te rānāng ka tā lō dhan tūndu dhan tūpa se vare. Karpa dhan tūpa re, chūn che pe tsorje tāp sādāṁ serve pe nā pe sādāṁ serve dhikye tāng rāvā drupe rāngi ngoy somdo jurva drapa lōbōr jī trāma tāna sēvārn zēpā yīnō lōbōr jī trāma sēvārn zēpā jāvārn zēpā yīnō āyā
A skilled, intelligent artisan examines or realizes that a precious image of a peaceful nature whose essence is stainless is contained within the black pitch
Look,
A skilled, intelligent artisan then examines that a precious image of a peaceful nature whose essence is stainless is contained within the black pitch at the time of casting, made from bright, good quality gold, excellent quality gold, whose nature is pure and stainless. Then that artisan, realizing that, gradually and skillfully and slowly removes the stains of the pitch and so forth which are obscuring the image. That's the example. And then similarly, the pristine wisdom of the Buddha directly knows all that is to be known. All that is to be known then knows everything in both its ultimate fashion and its ultimate mode of being, and knows everything how they are conventionally. Directly knows this, not just inferentially. So similarly, the pristine wisdom of the Buddha directly knows all that is to be known. Having seen the essence of the one thus gone, the basic nature of the mind, from the beginning, free from the mental afflictions, or inferior. So seeing this, then the ones having pristine wisdom, the Buddhas, remove the adventitious stains, obscuring direct realization, by teaching the Dharma in accordance with the fortune of beings. So then, according to the intelligence and diligence of the disciples, then they'll teach the Dharma to then inferior students. They will teach the Dharma of the hearers to middling students, they will teach the Dharma of the solitary realizers, and to those supreme or best students, then they will teach the Mahayana Dharma. And they'll teach this then gradually, example being like chipping away, and they will remove these adventitious stains like chipping away the pitch which covers the statue.
Tande ndor dona lo toma ka ja sandam sandam na bu sandam je na le ye be se je zuni de ki ye do ma de ngon se be se do sandam je tma de rem je jong ken se de jang ken se ngon do se ba se je zuni de ngon ngon do se ba de yin do de ne san je je jang sim jin tam je le de ki ngin bo ye ba ze de sim jin su tene tanda lower triple trauma de janwar se pe thap san je ji ten bare so bare
so the example then to summarize it again that then those who those skillful artisans then they understand or they know that within the pitch mold, the mold made of pitch, then there is a golden image that has been poured from molten gold, and that it is very pleasant to the mind, it is very pleasing. And they then gradually, in order to bring out this golden statue or golden image, they gradually clean off the obscurations or the stains surrounding it, that is the pitch, and then it can be directly seen and observed. And so similarly to that, then the Buddhas see that the Buddha nature, the essence of the one thus gone, exists in all beings, and so they show the Dharma, they teach the Dharma, which is the method, or as the method, to remove than the adventitious obscurations or the adventitious stains.
Pe nam je ton du te ten pa ne Pe ma sok cha pongwa tan bumba tan ne matang sa De shun kurur pu me je ngar tan sa ye bo na yang San je dran tse nyingbo yin Ser yin ter yin junba yin Ren jin kro tan kolo ye jorwa yin tan se zok yin Sim jin kan je nyumong bo Mandir thoma me pa ne Same Jerang Yin Tamine Toma Meba Yin Barjuki Savasong.
So that finishes, then that was the ninth example, and then now the brief teaching on the manner of the beginninglessness of those or of that. The root is 113 or 127 in the book. Actually, in the book, it's 127, 128, and 129. It reads as follows. Even though there is the hollow of the lotus, the bees, the husk, the filth, the earth, the skin of the fruit, the tat. Even though there is the hollow of the lotus, the bees, the husk, the filth, the earth, the skin of the fruit, the tattered rags, the womb of the woman, and the pitch, like the Buddha, the honey, the kernel, the gold, the treasure, the tree, the precious statue, the universal ruler, and the golden image, the hollow of the mental afflictions of the basic constituent of beings is from the beginning not connected. The nature of the mind is from the beginning stainless.
De kap so tne to le la ba che do dibzi je pe ta dibza dibza de chi ni be pe ta so yang so chi de de ne de ba re kong de je ba re che ba re ta da yang de ne de ba re.
So here, in order to facilitate once again the understanding of the relationship then between the stains and what is the purity which is contained within the stains, then what has gone before is here summarized.
Pemang do ngen ba jin da me do pemang do ngen ba jin ka do ngen ba jin da sok cha pong wa tang Pongatang, Druye Bumbate, Humbatang, Matangbe, Damdang, Matangbe, Damdang, Samsan, Damzap, a young cigarette. Sayetang, Henge, Hengende, Hun, Pagbatang, Kuru Trima, Jindang, Pumije, Nartang, Sandam Nagpo. Nagbu bom na yang hiba nam treman chun be pe yin ke te so dibzi je treman chun be pe re. Tsin bi jen, tsin da pe zi ji jen be san je je ko che ta wa yin dang. O ro chuy dang den be. Ro chuy dang den ba, o ro dang den be dran tse che ta wa yin dang. De la sok pe Ningbo Chetawa Yendang Yin the Majorwe Sedam Chetawa Yendang Se Mihipa Ter Chambo Chetawa Yendang Deva than Je Deva Tanje Bujinking Chetawa Yendang Renchin Je Kozong Zeba Chetawa Yendang Kolo Ye Jurwe Jarbo Chetawa Yendang Kolo Jurja Chetawa Yendang Se Zambuzumi Chetawa yendo hiba namne Ningbo de Kan devar hikbo Ningbo Tsunzi jipi yinla Teda ki nyevar Tsunbe pene Semjinja kam te yinyi je dribzi Semjinja kam te yinyi devar hikbo Ningbo dribzi Nyomomba bob namne Rangin la mander vena, Rangin am o la mander vena, lower va yin yang, chuji yin dang, linji toma me ba ne, never ne ba yina. Tenam kangna yer ba tena, tenam kangna yer ba tena, same jin rangin, te yin ki bin yin bo. Dhamma ne trama me batang. Linji jipa yehi ne thoma me ba ne nyevar ne ba yinbar jodo. Yeah.
The faded lotus, the bees, the husks of grain, the filthy mire, the foundation of earth, the fruit of the tree, the smelly tattered rags, the womb of the woman, and the black pitch are the examples which symbolize the stains. The Buddha with the major and minor marks, the tasty honey, the kernels of rice and so forth, the ingot of unchanging gold, the great treasure of an unknown amount, the tree together with its fruit, the beautiful precious statue, the universal king, and the image of good quality gold are the examples which symbolize the essence. And then what has been clearly shown by this, the hollow of the mental afflictions obscuring the suchness, the basic constituent of sentient beings, even though they are not mixed with the nature but are adventitious, abide from the beginning together with the expanse of phenomena. The nature of the mind, the essence of the one thus gone, from the beginning, unstained, and the co-emergent pristine wisdom have abided since the very beginning. So here it is said that the obscuring stains then from the very beginning have not been connected, they've not been connected to the essence. And at the same time, the nature of the mind, the abiding nature of the mind, has also been abiding since the very beginning.
Tene chakso nyo momba te lovorwa dembar madropa dembar madropa yimbe sena tene dekhi ni bu ngola trema yo mare ngola deva yo mare devar chik pe nyimbo te tene ta thoma me pa yimba dau tenda vike pa.
So since the then obscuring stains are passing, they're fleeting, they're adventitious, since they have no true inherent existence, then the basic nature itself, the essence itself, then is completely pure and stainless. And in that way, the Buddha nature, from the very beginning, has been abiding, has been remaining.
Oh yeah, that train to go there. Then, tomato sauce, pig go the door to use in Paris.
So then, this concludes the first brief presentation of the nine examples.
Then, there are some travail on that.
So, if there are questions.
Yeah, well, I'm so good.
Page 68, the commentary at the top, it talks about Riche Dabu Nunparasopa Devata. What exactly is it?
Dikki,
is it Riche?
It should be Ratatata.
Ratatata?
Ratatata.
Ratatata. Ratatata. Ratatata.
Tick. Ratatata gigo tigatik.
What does that mean?
Dandung. The wall of Yingting Sumbanan and Doga Teda Chikore. Ratata dandam dikatik.
He ticks in it.
The Sandam retinue Tambo Chago. Kimbo the Chago, the Nicale Tamara.
Understand what it means?
Well, not that
part.
That's what the word tick means, to strike or to hit. Yeah.
So it's a conjugation
of second. Go cha. Kunang go the cha nang le ba tem.
If he breaks my head, he says, then one eater can see my brain.
Lord de lepa. Lord de lepa de sabo dong re. Tanda ka ke me ba tu tene de re ba de cha lang de ne le pa lo zobji tang ga ba. Kablan de lang go.
He wants to perform a craniotomy on me.
Does the chain need to perform the act?
The che that comes after?
Yeah.
Then the che got it in, buddy.
Ah.
Che de.
Che de.
Right. Big che.
Dig. Did somebody get it? Chick.
Sapata payata chada che.
Di chiede.
Di che.
Dekhin. Dekhin jam to dare ndo sapata kar de to. Di che. Dekhin che pa.
Ni an sawana ngi mai.
Ah.
Di dwewa yure, di sawa yu mai.
So you might have
been.
What? Digging cheba, digging jaw.
Duke to rage it.
Digging cheba. More him. The kid didn't.
Did it?
Seven didn't. The kid. Seven on you. They can keep up. Sandam pena zog chembo lo na sandam chembo yere tela kasaka ne don na pa me patangrava den don ne dene leka jagrava don te leka jate dene pa sama zogerti se kisar.
The meaning is when you have like a large statue which has been cast and then is covered with, you know, the residue of the pitch, then it has to be
leka sepa.
Has to be worked off that way. Has to be chipped off or struck off that way. And the words refer to that.
So striking and also chipping away with like a chisel type, sort of cutting, hitting and cutting.
No, it's like knocking them off.
This chain means to cut, I think. Conjugation.
Dekhin tumbar chepan rao. Pa sa chimbo rao dek, tene tumbar tumbar sa pa cha ndo garo wa. Tendu leka jabu tene da yisa.
Ni do chepo.
doma sandam 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 de chembo yer pe na ko chembo ra wo lo na ji da chembo yin kan ban de ga ti tok sa song ga de so tam che de ne sa de pa cha go go do sa ma cha tam bu tam che de ne me ba tang ra wa ten da lu ke ja de ka le ka ne da wo ka ma re ta da ta ko sa de pa to ri ya re a
He's just saying it refers to like having a large statue, chipping away the pitch which is on the statue. Huh? And then chipping it off, having it fall, and then sort of getting rid of it, sweeping it away, cleansing it in that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, it's okay.
We've been asking questions these past couple of weeks, writing down. Is it about the time to ask one of those questions?
Sure.
I guess this might have been last week's teaching, but there was a teaching that said that all phenomenal existence is an imputation of thought. My question is, if that is true, then why is it when we think of something it doesn't appear right in front of us?
Dini chur tamche di namtoka gitakpare. Dini nampa takpa yuna.
Namtoka takpa.
Namtoka gitakpa yuna. Dini jutsun kare ngaso dini kashi dini o kashi korla dini togna dini di mundu gi jurgimare. Pena di.
Pena. Ti ti avi stato mato, le che cante.
Garandeni paycheck. Deni garandeni Coca-Cola chick samgido. Di cola samgido. Deni Coca-Cola chukse dila lapsan yongamare.
Yongamare.
Jutsun karare deni chutamche. Namtok gitakpa yuna. Ninganan deni Coca-Cola samna. Deni di yongimare jutsun karare.
Yongimare.
I'm giving the example. Coca-Cola example. Famous Coca-Cola example, right?
Are. Yongimare. Te namdo la neba chejong yare. Namdo la neba chembo mene yongimare. Neba chembo yone yongare.
He says that's because one doesn't have very much power in one's thoughts. That the reason it doesn't appear is because one's thoughts aren't powerful enough. If one's thoughts were powerful enough, it would appear.
But if our thoughts aren't powerful enough, then why is the phenomenon arise in the first place?
Ningatso ginam tog nupa mena, nupa chempo mena, ni jutsun karare chur tamche chegere.
Ah.
Jutsun karare chur tamche chegere chur tamche di namtok gi takpare yini angaso gi namtok nyopa yurmare nyopa mena deni jutsun karare chur tamche chegere
te namtok ta tobachi dhamma tobachi niyevare tata nama te namtok re te namtok tzawa chi leje namtok zubare lege zubare Tate namante lele somare le yang le jitsavaya namdore tate namante chitan namdore te yang lele rale pare.
Dini
namante namdo samre ina yang lele rale pare le te yang namdore. Tise na le ngoy de doko kare. Le ngoy to ma song ba lam sang yang ten du ta to ma le
men du jo
ngoy to song ma je ba nga ma le sa ko re
So that appearances that we perceive them, that they are due to our thoughts or conceptuality, and then those thoughts are the root of those thoughts, and those thoughts depend on then a previous action or karma. It is then due to previous action or karma giving rise then to appearances. And the root of that previous karma is also thought. So then it's due to the karma which is done in previous lives, previously done karma. So when one realizes then the power of one's thoughts, then like siddhas, it's possible to change the elements. Like one can change fire into water, water into fire, and so forth.
Malam Moshin, Malam Janawala, me, Nava de Chui, Nava Yere, Malam Juriala, Wang Matopa, Malam Juriaga Dama Yoba, Wang Matam, the Lamsan, Lamsan, me, Chula, Jurian, Chomela, Jur Matopare, Malam Moshin.
Even when one realizes that one is dreaming, that then one needs to have instructions in order to change the appearances in a dream. That simply realizing the dream alone, one is unable to do it, but with instructions, then one will be able to change like the elements in the dreams. With empowerment and instructions on how to change appearances in the dream, then won't be able to change fire into water, water into fire, and so forth very easily. In the mind-only approach, in the Chittamatran view, then it is said that appearances are nothing other than mind, that they are mind. In the Mahamudra view, though, then it is said that it is not said that appearances are mind, but it is said that appearances are the light of the mind or the radiance of the mind. And there's a difference in that. In the Majjhimika approach, then it is said that appearances are nothing other than the imputation of mind. The imputation of thought.
Sidon Kelembare Yesa Sena Hyarji Gibare Sigdo Sidon Kelembam Sidon Hyarji Gibate Tanjur Belola Kane Gibare Tatasola
So, Tsongkhapa, Jetsongkhapa.
Tsongkhapa, Jetsongkhapa, Jigwa. Tsongkhapa, Jetsongkhapa.
Jetsongkhapa, Tsongkhapa.
Shajava, Tsongkhapa. Tsongkhapa, Losangkhapa.
Anyway, this person has said that that he has asserted like there being some kind of the of outer meaning, meaning that it is not that phenomena are simply imputation of mind, and not that phenomena are only mind, but that there is, in some way, something out there. Because he said that there is in some way something out there, because otherwise then whatever you thought of, like then he
choose something.
That is, things are not simply an imputation of mind, that there is like something out there, because if there weren't, then whatever one thought about, if everything were only an imputation of mind, then whatever one thought about would be there. Like if one thought of water, water would be there. If one thought of fire, fire would be there. But since that doesn't happen, then he's asserting that there is somehow something out there.
Malam je kausa medan cho yore te tokta sare ma to sirud ta ne yo mare te na yi de we so
minam de medan cho
malam je medan cho te so tokta re ma to
tokta
nam to gata pa tokta nam to gata pa sik du du se du tokta se ma
that would be like as asserted Tsongkhapa's assertion then would fall into the Prasangika approach as presented by the Galupas. But as the Prasangika then is presented by the Kajus and Nyingmas, the Prasangika as presented by the Kajus and Nyingmas, then it is said that things are simply an imputation of the mind as things are in a dream, as the fire and water appearing in a dream are nothing other than mental imputations.
Etrom sanji denpa trupa yama. Rangan sinyi ji trupa dor san mepa tang sirur ton tu trupa tenyin garba re se ne garba kuchin chik zuwa re tak sang lo ta. Garba kuchin chobje zi nani chik re. Chirangi rangan sinyi ji trupa dor san me se kendo se. Korwa tang nyangin depe chukang la rangan sinyi ji trupa Rang Demba Tropa, Rangan Senyi Jutropa, Rangan Tropa, Rangin Jutropa, Movu Tropa, Dutin Sayam, Mapar Kailam Batang, Sedon Yapar Kailam Atin in Garvares. Jerang Kailin Garvando Sumbari. Ransin meeting Sedon Yapan Garres. Garvu Kurchinche. Kursa de Hakos, Kursa, Jazu Korea. Hakazan Kursa Chimbo.
So the jigming karre, the tsongkhapa galwe je?
Je, garbu kuchin chobje.
Kuchin chobje. Then there is something.
Garbu kuching jo je jidane tanda ranzi me je sedo kele ba tinin garbares. Garbu kurzares. Kurza yang chimbores. Kirang jablo koko do zebar. Sungbare.
The Tsongkhapa Tsongkhung or Su Tsongkhung?
The Taksang Lhotsa, the Tsongkhapa Lhagwa Jabar,
yeah.
Uh-huh. So, Norwa Chempo Zhotsar.
Norwa Chempo Mare Kari Yina Ngana Ndini Danta Jirma Tsongkhung.
Tsongkhapa Ka Rana Rana Ngarwa Kuchin Tsongkhung Mare.
Taksang?
Taksang Lhotsa Wa. Sachapa Koramba Suenam Singe, Penjin Shakyan Chotin, Taksang Lhotsa Wa Som Yore, Te Som Jinane, Taksang Lhotsa Wa Ke,
So, there then was one Sakya scholar named Taksin Lhotsawa, and then he refuted Tsongkhapa on a number of points, and these points then were called the 18 the 18 contradictions, which were a great burden. And they were called a great burden because they were so contradictory that he said it was like a burden you had to carry around. And then one of these was that it was said about Tsongkhapa's view then that here you are asserting that things of phenomena do not have the least essence or self-characteristic, that they do not contain the slightest atom of their own nature, of their own essence, of their own characteristics, of their own truth. You say that, and yet you say that outside there is something that having some kind of existence. And so that's a great contradiction that you have to carry around on your back.
Sedon yona rangan tsini ji yoko kore se kore. Rangan tsini ji mi na tene sedon jo toko mare ta. Tuen da. Taksang to lo tsawe kakwa de tere.
So the refutation of Taksang Lhotsawa then briefly simply is that if there is something out there, it has to have some kind of characteristic, its own characteristic, then if you say that nothing has its own characteristic, there can't be anything out there. So this is a clear refutation. This is also a subtle contradiction that one needs to think about. Refutation that one needs to think about.
Then Gagpa Chila, Kunje Mijin, Hikpan Dabang Garse. Kunje Dietzongape and Tanjurbulo, Kunje K. Milimbari. Tanyi Toyan Kunje K. Milimbari. Kunje K. Milimbari. Then Lady Hikpan Mubun Dabari. Lady Hikpan Mubus,
Shikpan.
Then Danda Majik Seba, you know.
Mm-hmm.
yeba ja serap ja I pata yong go re ti pata te da le ji ki pa de ngo bo sin de re o bo te ne ji so ti ba ja sen son sin be ji so mo se be le ji number me ba ti te ne nye ba la ki re se nye ba ye da da wo ka ba ki ko no ten da wo te ne le ji ki pa ngo bo de ba re ji song ka
ໂຄດນຄອນຈິສົງຄາບະຄໍຣານຊົງຊົງເລດີງົບໂຕໂຣແມ່ເລດີຊິກປາງົບຊິກປາງົບເລດີງົບໂຣບະເລເມຈິກເຊຊາດຸລາມຊາຄິນດໍລັງກາດໍດີກະມາລະບາແຮງທີ່ຊິກປາຕິງົບໂຊນດີກະເລງົບໂຣດີກະເລຊິກປາຕິເຊຊາບະຕິຊິກປາງົບໂຣແຮງອະກໍຊົງເດນີຍໍມາແຈນະຈາຄອນໂທຈິມບໍຈິເຊຊົງນໍມະລະເນຊິເຊຊົງນໍຄອນໂທຈິສົງກາດໍລະນະຄອນໂທຕິ
ngobore ເລຂິກປັງງົບສິກເຣຫືຫືຂິກປັງງົບເຕອໍມາທາຈໍບໍ່ລົງຈິກັນຈີຊົງກະປະກັນເຈຣາຕາງກະວະກັນເດຊະນາຈຣັງກະກຸງຄິເຄມລິນປາຕະເລຈິຂິກປັງງົບເຄລິນປາຕິນຍິງກະວະເຣກະເຊນະກະຂິກປັງງົບເຄລາວະນາຂິກປາເຕເດຍາຊາຈິກຸງຄິໂກເຣກຸງຄິເຄມະລັງປາຕາຂິກປັງງົບເຄລາວະຕິນຍິງກະວະຄໍຊາຈິກເຣ
So another of these contradictions then of Tsongkhapa's that was pointed out. Then indeed, Taksan Lo Sawa, then Koran, then Yang.
Garbu Kuchin Chobje, you know, and Tata Ching Homa, Chick Kuchin Yiba.
Right. And so another one of these, then 18 contradictions that were a great burden that were then refuted about Tsongkhapa is that he did not assert the existence of a foundational consciousness or a kunshi, and he said that there wasn't such a thing, and yet then he said that when a person died, then the karma of that person was finished, was destroyed, but yet it remained in like as an object, ngupo.
Shikpa ngupo. Ngupo ngumi nye yaraba, ngupo re zebara.
Then he lay di ngupo re.
Mama, lay da ngupo, lay di shikpa zeta.
Lay di shikpa yun ya ngupo yore.
Shikpa kora ngupo se dekare.
But that, okay, the karma was destroyed.
Te tanda lamsang sapo marina te, jis la kalesa no tanda, shikpa ngupo.
That the karma was destroyed, but yet it remained as something, as a thing, as an existent. And it remained as an existent in such a way that then the fruit of that karma, let's say someone killed somebody, then when that person died, the karma was destroyed, but the karma then, that destroyed karma continued to exist as something in such a way that in 100 births, that in 100 births then, the karma then ripened again, and the person then took a rebirth in a hell. And so it was pointed out that that was a contradiction, that there could be this karma which was destroyed and yet existed as something, and then, and at the same time, not asserting the existence of a foundational consciousness. This was a contradiction. Rinpoche says that this needs to be thought about.
Oh, to do your thing. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Tata Vakardo.
Next question. This next question? Milam Dempamena, Dang Simo Dempamena. It's difficult then to see the non-inherent existence in waking state phenomena, and so the dream is used as an example to facilitate the understanding of this non-inherent existence. But in actuality, both the phenomena of dreams and the phenomena of waking states are both equally unreal.
Jepa malam je nama te nyimin nama la chepa mepa. Denzu nyamba te chepa te davatrapi jepa re. Davatrapi jepa yinba jangguna mochi khisan tu lu songbo.
Deni nime ki...
Nyimin malam je nama te nyimin nama la denzu chepa mepa re. Dupa te chepa to chitan oma pare. Chepa to davatrapi songbo.
So this was the sort of the general view of the Prasangikas, and in particular, then this was asserted by Chandrakirti, and this thought then is continued. Jamgon Kontrol Lurutai says this in his Treasury of Knowledge, that Chandrakirti said that both dreams and waking states, that there were no difference at all between them, in terms of them both not having true inherent
existence. Tanyi dandrebe, lo yena trushi in bechapare. Tanyi jalon trupishi bechap.
Trupishi bechap?
Trushi, trushi, trupa. Trupishi ba the man, trupishi ba nyere. Tanyi jalon trupishi bechapa. Yanlo kunzo tunzi mezi nyamba. Yanta bu kunzo tan lo bu kunzo ni nyamba. Don se ba the mezi ba nyamba.
Yangdapa kunsab dang?
Lopu kunsab ni nyamba.
Lopu kunsab?
Lopu kunsab malam. Yangda kunsab ni more. Tini la, tini, trungor ton sepa nyamba re, ringor ton mazeba nyamba re. Yanglo kunsab tunzi mazeba. Yangda pa kunsab ni mu. Nama tang, lopu kunzo, malanje nama ni, trupe ngor ton sepa nyaba, ton sepa nyaba yaba, nyaba. Tundan juzi je ringor ton mazeba nyaba.
Ringor sena?
Ah.
Ringor?
Hirab jungor. Tundan juzi je hirab jungor ton mazeba nyaba. Danda jangu lodun ta ye song bare. Tsikye ten jangu lodun ta ye song re. tanda yan tapu kunzo de lobe kunzo ni nyamba ni cheba yama deni jose tuchi entrome te.
Basically, the meaning of this is the same as Rinpoche said, that dream phenomena and waking state phenomena have no meaning. It's taken from Jungun Kontrol's Treasury of Knowledge, and I'm not going to be able to translate this well, but we've got the book, so let me translate it later and present it to you tomorrow, okay? Then it'll be clear.
Jaji Changa Loji here, Jiran Suti, Tiki de Yure. Jizutada Tanin Jalo, Trubi, Hibe, Chap, Yano, Kunzuk, Tenzi, Mazinium, Dini Josin, Truji, and Trumite, Dona Retordes in Tatokos, Dava Trapu Combare. Jixen Chiran Suti Jali, Jirte. Jaji Changa Loji, yeah. Tendan Dor Dona. Tanyi dang dhebu lo yina truhi yin bichya bare. Nam do tam jen tru bare. Tanyi dang dhebu se de ming dang dhebu lo tam jen tru bichya ba yin bichya bare. Yang dhebu kunzob da lo bu kunzob nye te tru bu ngor tong se pa nyam bare. Rik bu ngor la tong mzi pa nyam bare che pa me bare. Te ya mlan je nawa ta nye me nawa nye la tanda che pa me bare.
So the appearances in waking state and the appearances in the dream then are identical. They are both then confused thoughts. They're both then confusion together with designation. Then you'd have what is called sort of the perfect conventionality and kind of a perverted conventionality, then one referring to the waking state and one referring to the dream. Appearances or phenomena of both of these then are said to be equal. So that all conventional phenomena then are a confusion of the mind or are the mind's confusion or bewilderment, while ultimate truth then are not the confusion or bewilderment of the mind. So then this is the thought then of the Majjhimika, and in particular the thought of Chandrakirti. Questions?
Just one more question. If we can see something in a dream and our eyes are really closed because we're sleeping, then what does that say about the eye consciousness being in the eyes and the ear consciousness being in the ears? And we can do all this in a dream state and not really use these doors.
Ni milam gi kapso, deni ngaso zub tong tuk rei, deni tra tur tokere la sopa. Indigitsin kare kariyena deni milam di nangla, then also make your mare deni nawa your mare la sopa.
Te Oma yin tong tadusen, same jeran, ne look the way, say in the top ye, deni sacha yere, ten nawa nato yavare.
That would be due to, if you take it from the Shentong point of view, the nature of the mind then has the aspect of luminosity, and then it is due to this aspect of luminosity that appearances can arise in a dream. From the Majjhimika point of view, again according to Chandrakirti, that those appearances that occur in a dream would be due to the confusion of the mental consciousness.
Yejanam kintoro de tene make dang zok nama khyana tene drupa yare.
That so, even though that you don't have the sense consciousnesses in the dream, due to the confusion of the mental consciousness, then you would get the this duality of something of a perceiver and then a form perceived, something seen.
Tene chitta ngagi log trawo yinam meke wangpo te sewa esat jitsar taan zog te tsar jitsar se tsar jitsar ndawo tundu kyeba yin yore trenda wo esat jitsar yin tong ta sa kien zog kien ji kaw yin na tene wo esat jitsar ndawo.
So in according to the Shentong point of view, also the Majjhimika and the Mahamudra and Great Perfection point of view, then you would have the sense faculty would be the radiance or the radiance of the mind, and then what was seen by that, the form, would be the radiance or clarity of the mind's radiance.
Dinang kova le trutur tan tapa trutur te yatawa hepa wangda se na nyente tekwa ne dine sanga kapada rembe sabra tar dango yere. Tere madun ta chikdun dere se na ta chie togo yomare.
So one cannot say like immediately something is like this or that, that in terms of the manner of confusion of or bewilderment in conditioned existence and also about concerning liberation, then one has to go through it gradually, looking at the views of the hearers and so forth up until one gets to the Vajrayana. One needs to do it step by step and slowly, because the views then become subtler and subtler. One can't just point to it boom like that.
Sedon demba trupare ti se ne mik pichin de demba trupare. Mik chin saru diyo re demba trupare. Tene semtaan batar doi na mik chin saru di me bare malam da bare. Tene oma tada se na chutam je tokta zang re. Yen dong tada se na tene semje rangin wo esa te rangin je yore. Tene lupun trupa trama de nam katrin da wata malam da wa shikidwa.
So, for example, then, in the vehicle of the hearers, you'd have the two views of the Sotrantikas and the Vaibhishikas. And where they would say then that outer phenomena actually had some existence, and so that what the eye was seeing was somehow really true existence. And then the mind-only school would say that what was seen was nothing other than the mind, like the appearances in a dream. And the Majjhimikas then would say that outer phenomena was simply the imputation of thought. And the Shentongpas then would say that what was seen was due to the clear light nature of the mind, also like a dream.
Penang kova len trotsor tang trotsor tazi hepa kavsa tani tawa hie gore tawa hepa kavsa tawa te hepa kavsa rembe ma hie na tani sarpo yungumare.
That in order to understand the manner of confusion of conditioned existence, one needs to understand the manner of explanation of the different views. If one doesn't understand, if one doesn't go through the explanation of the different views gradually, one won't come to a clear understanding. If one, for example, first understands the Shentong view, but then doesn't understand the Rangtong's view, then one isn't going to understand what is meant when it said that things are empty of their own essence or nature. So first one needs to go through the Rangtong view. So one can approach then through meditation or through view that first, if one understands the Mantrayana Shentong but doesn't understand the Sutrayana Shentong, then one won't understand what that's about, the Sutrayana Shentong. But then I asked Rinpoche, what difference does that make? If, for example, a Shentong is a higher view than Rangtong, for example, then what difference does it make? If one understands the Shentong view, what difference does it make if one understands the Rangtong view or not? And so from the point of view of explanation, it matters, because if one doesn't understand the lower views, then one is not going to get an ultimate clear understanding of the higher views. From the point of view of meditation, it's different, though, because even if one doesn't understand the lower views, one can still get realization from practicing the higher views.
Dene je takpa ni bala tawaram jo kap so tangpor se da mawa ten do de pa yan te yin no se tene rembe te sanga la rembe jo pore che pare.
In the Havasya Tantra, then it said that then there is this progressive understanding.
Tangpor se da mawa pa do de pa yan te yin no chi pa ne par ta de song re. Nga je rembe kun chi ne te ji ji do che ten se. Nga la ya rembe mambo yer kun chi ne
In the Hevajra Tantra, then, it said that there is this progressive understanding in terms of the view, and one needs to then begin with the Vaibhisheka and then the Sotrantika, and then gradually progress up to the secret Mantrayana, where there is also a gradation of views. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Then, okay.
Oh, yeah.